To try to calm some of the anxiety surrounding the developments in the marketplace, President Bush plans to speak yet again to America. That's no surprise given a new survey. The American Psychological Association reports that 8 out of 10 Americans say that the economy is a significant cause of stress. Dr. Corina Davison joins us now with some thoughts on stress and fear. She's a clinical psychologist at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So take us through this process that many investors are feeling, whether they're big or small, from I'm not going to sell to I can't get to my broker fast enough to sell.
When people have unpredictable stress or uncontrollable stress, they start to feel panic, and particularly when it goes on for a while. I think one of the things we're seeing in Americans, both those who work in the financial markets and those outside, is those feelings of lack of control are starting to rise everywhere.
And so how does that stress play out? I mean, are we snapping at our spouses, at our kids? Are we obsessing by watching every tick on the meters of each market?
A lot of us are reporting that we're eating more, we're watching TV more, we're shopping more, we're doing things that aren't necessarily either healthy for us physically or that fix the problem. One of the things we'd like to encourage people to do is to start thinking about how they can cope with this level of stress that's more healthy for their bodies and their mind.
But how do you do that when you're fearing that your life savings or your retirement fund or your college fund for your kids is just going to disappear at any moment?
When you're dealing with crises like that, you have to take stock of your situation. Some people are better at doing that with friends or family. Others are better doing that with a piece of paper. And you write down what are the things that are within your control and what are the things that are not within your control. The things that are within your control, you need to make a plan for and start doing them. The things that are out of your control, you have to learn how to take yourself out of thinking about them all the time because that's not helpful.
Doctor, is the situation in Iceland one of the things that's out of my control? Probably.
Yes, probably. That's an excellent example.
Okay, so I should put that on the list of out of my control. All right, thank you. I
Right.
just wanted to get that straight.
Right, or whether a bank fails or whether it survives. I mean, you talk about something interesting about how we feel out of control when there's nothing right in front of us that we can do, and that's why you're saying make these lists, because
Yes.
that brings back some equilibrium.
It brings back a perspective. You can't change that it's going to rain tomorrow, can't change what's happening in Iceland. And snapping at people around you, not getting the work done in front of you, not going for that walk around the block is not going to fix what happens in Iceland. But you can go for the walk around the block if that's what helps bring your heart rate down and clear your mind a little.
And what role do you think, say, the president coming out and making statements, encouraging us all to be patient and realize that we are in uncharted water, does that help or not?
I think for many of us, we react to the way other people are reacting to a stressor. So if you're sitting on the stock floor and everyone around you is suddenly freaking out, you are going to freak out, even if you are seeing the same thing as if everyone around you went, "Well, that was really tough. I bet tomorrow's going to be better. I think I'm going to go home and have a good night's sleep and roll up my sleeves and do what needs to be done." The second situation, you'll feel less stressed.
You know, Dr. Davidson, President Bush is going to talk in about 2 hours, 3 hours or so. I imagine he's got a really long list of things he can't control at this point after what's been going on.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So what's your advice to the president then as he speaks to the rest of us and tries to calm everyone's nerves?
I think a lot of what he can do is be calm, be assured, talk about the things people can do to help their own situation. For some of us, there may only be very short-term fixes that we can engage in, but human beings feel better if they're doing something to better their situation, even if it's only for the next hour or 2 hours. We feel better if we're at something that we know is a good thing than if we're sitting around feeling helpless.
Okay, Dr. Davidson, why don't you help on that with a new term or what you think of what's happening in the economies, both here and overseas?
What would you call it?
I would call it a psychological recession.
Psychological recession.
Okay. Right. Dr. Karina Davidson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Karina Davidson is a clinical psychologist at Columbia University, and she is also president of Health Psychology of the American Psychological Association.
I loved what she said about, people need to feel as though they're doing something. It sounds like that's President Placebo.
But we know today. Placebos work,
yeah,
though, sometimes.
That is true.
For all of us.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.